Good morning, Shavuot Tov. We're on Daf Kaf Zayin, Amudat Avodah Zarah. Just quickly, we ended up over here with a machlok between Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, right, about whether we a kuti, if you got a kuti and oved kochavim. And again, I forgot to bring that thing on the sensor. Okay, just a kuti and oved kochavim, right? So who should you rather let do the milah? And we said over here, that Rabbi Meir says, let Oved Kochavim do it and not the Kuti. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, let the Kuti do it and not Oved Kochavim. Nah, oh God. And it doesn't matter. That's the Kashia, right, against, because our brightest Rabbi Meir says that rather let Oved Kochavim. We brought this Kashia over here. Rabbi Meir says the other way around. So the Gemara says, okay, Aramati. Because you know what, you're right. Ipuch, let's change the shitot to be like this brighter. Right? The Rabbi Meir says, Yimola Kuti and not Oved Kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Kochavim and not the Kuti. Okay, that's basically this. So that's, as you say now, we change the shitot around and we put Rabbi Meir says, Kuti and not Oved Kochavim. The Gemara says, wait a second. Now we say, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oved Kochavim and not Kuti. The Gemara says, well, some Rabbi Yehuda, Oved Kochavim, Shapidami, Rabbi Yehuda actually says a better Oved Kochavim. Because to make the previous bright to work, we've got to change Rabbi Yehuda. And now it looks like Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that Oved Kochavim should do Mila. But V'ha'atani, we've got a bright Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Minayin Lamila, Oved Kochavim Shipsula. Rabbi Yehuda's got a brighter here that says that we know that Oved Kochavim can't do Mila, and it's even possible. And our question is just, what's the Makor? And we said, what's the Makor? V'atai Piti Dishmo, you've got a God mark by covenant. Right? So therefore, we can't have it with Oved Kochavim. Words, did you know what? Elulam lo tipuch. Don't switch the shitot around. Let's leave the shulak, the original brighter, which was, right, that Rabbi Meir says, Oved Kochavim not, right, and not Rabbi Yehuda. The original brighter was, Tan Rabbanan Yisrael mal et Oved Kochavim l'shum ger. Oved Kochavim lo yimo. Right, Oved Kochavim shouldn't, mibnei shechashudin, okay, so we go back to original brighter, and we don't say that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that Oved Kochavim can do it. And what's going on in the original brighter? Rofe Mumche, talk about a professional over here, right? And why does a Rofe Mumche make a difference? So the Rashi says, Lo Mara Nafshe Leshavia Krut Shavcha. He won't cut off the penis and damage on purpose, because he's got a reputation to uphold. Right? You look after the reputation, professional, and therefore he's got a reputation to uphold. And therefore, we claim Dichiat Rav Dimi Am Rav Yochanan, right? Because like even Rabbi Dimi came, whatever it says Kiat Rav Dimi, right? And he told about Rav Yochanan, means he came Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dimi was Rav Yochanan, right? He came Eretz Yisrael to Bavel and told what Rav Yochanan taught in Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Imaya Mumche Rabbi Mutar." If the guy's a professional, right, then we can rely on him, and we're not worried. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Nah," because now we've changed that brighter around. So we now go back to the Shitta where we're saying in the second brighter that Rabbi Yehuda would prefer a Kuti than an Oved Kochavim. Okay? You with me? That's what we're up to now. Now we said Rabbi Yehuda could be asked, well, Rabbi Yehuda says Oved Kochavim, but we said Ved Priti Tishmor. So we said, no, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda rather says Kuti, yes, not Oved Kochavim. So now the Gemara asks a question on that. What for Sava Rabbi Yehuda Kuti Shapidami? And now we're stuck this way. What Rabbi Yehuda says that a Kuti Shapidami can do it, but Tanya, we've got a brighter. Right, this bright sefta in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Yisrael mal et akuti, v'kuti lo yimol Yisrael. A kuti can't do mila. Why? Mipnei l'shemal l'shem har grizin. Rabbi Yehuda says that we can't rely on him because he does it with the intention of har grizin as Avodah Zarah. He, the kuti, believes in har grizin. Remember, we saw they got this Yonah, got this dove. We saw that the day on har grizin. And whatever they do to shame the Yonah and agrees him. This is a kuti, but still, forget the akum. So how can either? Maybe none of them. Okay. Right? Why does it have to be one? Maybe none of them. Oved Kochavim, no, and the kuti also no. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Yehuda, where do you get this from that you have to have mila lishma? You telling me that we can't have the kuti do why? Because we need lishma. And the kuti won't do it lishma, l'shem Hashem, he'll do it l'shem har grizim. But who says we need lishma for mila? Maybe mila is a technical act, cut, chop. We have to have lishma here. Right? And this is what Rabbi Yossi seems to say. Elamal v'holech, let this kuti carry on doing britot his whole life, ad she tetzeh nishmatol, at least he does. What do we care about the kuti? Right? So now, the Gemara says, you know what? Lo'olam ipuch. We're going back in, but it seems okay. We don't necessarily accept Rabbi Yossi, right? We see that we can't live so comfortably with Rabbi Yehuda saying kuti yes, because we see Rabbi Yehuda clearly, even Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that you can't have a kuti.
Okay.
So therefore, we change the brayta back now. Rabbi Yehuda says over kochavim, and Rabbi Meir says kuti, right? K'dabchina mi karis the Gemara, like we said in the beginning, ude kekashi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. And now we've got a kashya, because we've got a steer now. Because we've got Rabbi Yehuda saying on the one hand, kuti, and we've got Rabbi Yehuda over here saying, minaram ve'kochavim shehi psula, they call it psula. If we say not kuti here, then it means Rabbi Yehuda shita is over kochavim. And we ask the kashya on the bottom of Amud Bet, go back quickly, look over here, the third line, the savar Rabbi Yehuda over kochavim shapir dami. And Rabbi Yehuda says, now we've just changed the shittot, right? Which means that the brighter is Rabbi Yehuda says, Ovel Kochavim. Now we've got a steer out there, because we've got a brighter that says, V'hatar Yehuda Omer Ein Mila Ovel Kochavim. Ovel Kochavim Kon Do Mila. Who's that? That's not Rabbi Yehuda. That is, as a Gemara, Psalvet Kusha by saying, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi.
Rabbi Yehuda.
That's not Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. Okay, so we've got Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. Two different Rabbi Yehudas. The Tanya, how do we know that? Because we've got a brighter. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer. This thing recording, yeah. He said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Minayin Lemila, Be'oved Kochavim, Shei Psula. Where do we know that Mila, Dan Ba'oved Kochavim is Pasu? Tamud Lomar, Vata Et Briti Tishmor. Okay? So look at Rashi, look at Rashi, Rukashi Nach Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. The very first narrow lines of Rashi there now. The pasil b'lalvei kochavim b'gzera katuv. That was the pasuk he brought at the end of the last Amud. V'atar b'ti d'shmor. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi. Okay? Everybody happy now?
Fine.
So Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi says you can't. Rabbi Yehuda Nasihi is the one who brings the makor of v'atar et b'ti d'shmor. Okay? Right. So now, Amar b'chizda, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so this Rabbi. Now, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Look at Rashi there. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rashi tells us, Bar plug did Rabbi Yossi the pasil kuti. In this previous brighter, we had the story here of Amar lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said, how can you have a kuti? Right, because it's l'shem. It's not l'shem shamayim. And we see that you need a kuti l'shem shamayim. That you need mila l'shem shamayim. See, his question over here is, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, right, who says that you have to have Midah L'Shem Shamayim. So he says, why? Because the Pasuk says, Dichtiv L'Hashem Himol. Look at the Pasuk here. We've got the Pasuk from Shmot, Yud Bet. V'chi agoid chager, v'asa Pesach L'Hashem. Okay, so when a girl will live with you and you do Pesach L'Hashem, Himol lo kol zachar. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda is learning L'Hashem Himo. Even though the context is clearly not that. You see that? That says, when you do a Pesach L'Hashem, then Himo. There's no one saying L'Hashem Himo, that you have to have Mila Lishma. But Rabbi Yehuda learns Mila Lishma. He learns Mila Lishma. Rabbi Yossi, and what Rabbi Yossi knows, he said, no, Himo, Himo. He's going to the next passage, Himo, Himo, Yelid Ben Chav, Yelid Kaspecha, Ve'atar Ebrit. He's got a separate issue here. Rabbi Yossi says, Himo, Himo, you have to have a Brit. It's not L'Hashem. Person, that's the Brit, not that's Kedishma, right? So now the Gemara, so now we get a little bit of a sugya here. I guess we've got Rabbi Yehuda who learns L'Hashem Himo. He brings the psukim close together, right? And Rabbi Yossi learns from Himol Yimol. Look at Rashi here quickly. V'asa Pesach L'Hashem Himol. V'darish bein mila lishma hilcha kuti pasuk. That's why it's a kuti pasuk after shma. Demal shelo lishma. Because the kuti doesn't have lishma, we know it's mila. Aval over kochavim. See this. Over kochavim, as Rashi adds, important Rashi in here. But why, so Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says, kuti, no. But over kochavim, yes. Why, no problem. He says, over kochavim, lo mahil, el adata de Yisrael. Why is it good to have an over kochavim? A kuti does mila, okay? But he does his mila l'shem har grizim. A goy doesn't do mila. So an Oved Kochavim, when he does the milah for you, he's acting as your agent, right? Elad Adat Yisrael she'omer lo mahu b'hal nishma. I'm saying to you, do it for me. I don't know how to, you're the expert. And I'm telling you to do it for me. And when you do it for me, you're doing nishma. Can you have a goy ze shaliach the davar mitzvah? I'm not getting into that now. I don't know. But it seems obvious that if he's an expert doctor and he knows how to mil and malkot rabbi Yehuda, no problem. You telling him what to do is if you're doing it. Proper shlichut. Okay, with a kuti, it would be a bigger problem. So now, Gemara said like this. So now we've got Rabbi Yehuda's got one pasuk, he's got La Shema Himol, and Rabbi Yossi's got Himol Himol. Now, what's the most obvious question here? Each one of them know about the other pasuk, right? So the question is, why doesn't Rabbi Yossi, what does he say, La Shem Himol, and what does Rabbi Yehuda say with Himol Himol? Okay, that's the most question now. Ve'idach, Ha Ketiv La Shem Himol, so Rabbi Yossi knows about that. So now who Pesach Ketiv? He says, not, it's out of context, it's to do with Pesach, nothing to do with Mila. Ve'idach and Rabbi Yehuda, what does he say about Himol Himol? Nami Hakli Himol Himol, what's his story? Dibrach Rav Lashom in Adam. Now, because I'm speaking generally, say, have a breath, Himol Himol. There's no ribui. Because I left it out. Rashi tells us, Himol Himol, right? If you look at the Rashi there, ribuyehu, right? It's a redundancy. Himol Himol. Why is it written to us? To tell us that you don't need Dishma. He says, no, that's just Adam. So now, we're stuck Itmar. We've got a machloket Amoraim, Yeminan, Midabo, Vikachun, Shi, Psula. Where do we know that on this subject? That Mila Bovet Kochavim is Pasul. So now Daru Bar Papa, right? Mishmei de Rav. So it's actually Rav who's saying it, but Daru Papa says no Rav. What's the makor that a goy can't do a Mila? Vatapti Dishmor. Because it says we have to have the covenant of Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan, what's Rabbi Yochanan's, right? And he says that he can do it, right? Himolimol, no problem. Oh no, sorry. Both of them are asking the question of what's the makor for the goy can't do Mila. Right? So Rav says, Vatabti Dishmor, we've seen this passage before. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hamolimo. So each, you see how the previous machloket, we learned that the one says, you don't need Dishma, because he doesn't regard Hashem Himo. And now the Gemara is bringing a brighter, where we see that both of them are using. No, sorry, I'm confused. No, Hashem Himo here. The one is, I'm ignore everything I just said. Okay, scratch, bzz, beep, go back, forget it. We're seeing over here the machloket of Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yehuda was the one who said, Va'atai p'ti tishmor. That was his makor. Rav Yochanan uses this pasuk over here of Rav Yossi's, Himol Himol. So Gemara is saying, my benai, what's the nafkim there between the two? Why are they using different psukim? Why don't they both use the same pasuk as the makor for going not being able to do a bris? So he says, what's the nafkamina? Aravi mahu v'givnoni mahu. Okay, now look at Rashi here quickly. Not Gil Rashi. If you look here quickly at Rabbeinu Chananya, tell us about the Givnonim and the Aravim. Go down the bottom here, Rabbi Chananya, in line with Tosfot, Alma, right at the bottom. See Tosfot Alma at the bottom there? Mm-hmm. Says, Yochanan Taravah, Pasta Bor Kochavi, my Benayu, Vaminan Aravi, Mahu, the Givnoni. Rabbeinu Chananya tells us, what's a Givnoni here? It says, Perush, Givnoni, Mivnei Avraham Haim. The Givnonim are descendants of Abraham. Umahulim, and they have a brises. Veshochnim baharei givnonim, and they live in the mountains of Givnon. That's why they're called Givnonim. Okay, like today the Muslims have a bris. Okay, like it's okay, they have a bris. At the age of eight. Right? Le Rav makes pulling out your toenails child's play, right? Right? Gavnonim Le Rav. Afilu, so now Le Rav, because Rav was Rav's pasuk, Rav was the one. That segment was Daru by Papa said Rav Atai Piti Dishmor, God my covenant. So said Rav Afilu Elu Shehein Mahulim, even those who have a bris psulin, why the love b'nei britain? Because we need a brit, a covenant with Hashem. They aren't b'nei brit. And Rabbi Yochanan says Kevin she Mahulin Hein Shari. Rabbi Yochanan says no problem. Rav, what do I need? I just need his pasuk is Himol Himol. So therefore, they got a bris. They can give us a bris. Right, there was enough community between the two of them. Aravi v'gavnoni. The Gemara brings there's a package to this. There's no difference. Aravi mahu, gavnoni mahu. The Aravi have a mila and gavnoni. Okay. There was a gavnoni, is not an Aravi. But they're also B'nai Avraham, but they're not Aravim, okay. Right? Like you got the Berbers, you know? Okay. Right. Ike Benayu. Ratz gemand am hamolimol Rabbi Yochanan ika. He says no problem, they can do it. Umand am britit shmor, who says they need a brit. Rabbi Rav says they can't do it. Like so now the Gemara says, wait a second. Ulamand amar moli mol Rabbi Yochanan ika. Taki would allow these guys to do a bris. Allow the give no niman the any shmalim or the erev to do a bris. Why not? We've got a there's a bit of a wild Gemara this, by the way. She's like this. Umar hamol yimol ika v'hat nan. Just hold on 1 second. I'm just stopping. I want to just quickly put this phone onto airplane mode. Like I said, they're about to call me. They're going to wipe out my share. Okay. All right. V'hat nan. We've got a Mishnah over here, right? And this Mishnah comes from the Dari. It's like this. Konam she'ani nehene min aralim. Person makes like, remember, you know what konam is now. We've all learned Masechet Shvuot, right? Konam is you take it's a neder that you don't get hana'a, yeah. Right? So you make konam she'ani nehene min arelim. An arel is someone who hasn't had a bris, right? Okay. He hasn't had a bris, right? Konam she'ani nehene min arelim. If a guy makes such a neder that he won't get any hana'a from anybody who hasn't had a bris yet, mutar ba'arale Yisrael. Va'asur b'mulei ovdei kochavim. And Arel Yisrael doesn't fall into that category. Why?
Israeli
shelo mal. Why? Shelo nimo. Right? Why? Because a Yisraeli shelo nimo, Israeli who hasn't had a bris, is considered if he still had a bris. And yet a guy who's had a bris, as far as we're concerned, he still hasn't had a bris. So we ignore the fact that he's had a bris. So what good could the fact that these givnonim and aravim had a bris help us? For all intents and purposes, we look at them and they say they haven't had a bris. So how can imol imol apply? How can Rabbi Yochanan say that they can give us a bris? We don't regard their bris as having a bris.
Bris is a brit?
Brit, yeah. Okay. Don't a bris? Alma, it's a bris, right? Alma, afa gav de mahule, command de lo mahile damu. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say they can these guys give us a bris? As far as we're concerned, they haven't done a bris. Ella Ika ben Asa, the word says that can't be the nafkamina between the two of them. It must be other nafkamina. What's nafkamina? Yisrael shemetu echav machmat mila velo maluhu. That's the difference. You know, Yisraeli, if two sons die from a bris, then the third son doesn't have a bris, apart from a bris.
Chazakah,
they didn't die from a bris. Right, so now, right, so now, we want to look at Rashi, yeah? See that? Velo mahaluhu leze shlo yamut. See that? You don't give him a bris so that he wouldn't die. So that must be the nafkamina here. So therefore, the one who says himol yimol, right? So the one who says himol yimol will say no problem. The one who says ve'et britit yishmor. Sorry, we want to say himol yimol. I don't know, how do we learn it over here now? So if we want to say that the nafkamina here is echav meitu machmila, so et britit yishmor, he's shomer the brit because he's patur, right? But himol he hasn't had a bris. So Rav in this case would say no problem, he can do it, and Rabbi Yochanan would say he couldn't do it, right? Help me there, somebody. Is that how we explain it? How would we explain the nafkamina over here if we said? Rav would say what? Rav would say mutar. Rav would say mutar. Because the tabit, because even though he hasn't had a bris, he shomer it briti. Right, other way around, yeah, correct. Rav would say mutar. Yochanan would say asu. So the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara says like this. L'man ahine, l'man damar v'atabit yishmor ikka. Okay, sorry, the Gemara says itself. Yeah, but it's in the Gemara. Right, the one who says, which is Rav, no problem. No, he more would say leka. The Gemara says, wait a second. L'man ahine, more leka. Well, in the case, Rav Yochanan wouldn't agree, yeah. Rav Yochanan would say that in the case, he can't give you a bris. V'atam, you got a Mishnah. And what's this Mishnah? This Mishnah here, also in the diary, says, Konam she'ani nehene mimulim. If a guy who says, I'm making a neder, that I work any night from somebody who's had a bris, so asur ba'ole Yisrael. In this case, an arel Yisrael who hasn't had a bris is part of the neder. Why? Because as far as we're concerned, all Jews are mulim. Even they never had a bris. We're godless having a bris. Umutar b'mulei ovdei kochavim. And when a goy has had a bris, we mutar. He's not part of our neder. No, not b'mulim. Yeah. So we see here now that a Yisrael arel is considered a mul. So how could Rabbi Yochanan possibly say that a guy like this can't give you a bris? Because for intents and purposes, he's brist, even though he's a brist. So Gemara says, you know what? Alma afagav lo meineh, kamadu b'yami, similar. And so the Gemara accepts it and says, you're right, there can't be the nafkamina. And Eke Benayu, what's nafkamina? Isha, a woman. Leman da amar v'atay b'ti dishmor, like a woman is not part of the brit. So therefore, she can't give you a brit. And that Rav would say, she can't do it. The isha la bat midahi, she's not part of the brit of brit, right? And the one who says, Rabbi Yochanan says it's the redundancy of the pasuk, Ika, he'd say, no problem. Why? The isha, command the mehila damya. A woman doesn't have to have a bris, but she's part of the bris, she's if she had a bris. Right?
Didn't she pour it
to a. It's exactly the Gemara story of here. So the Gemara says, Umi Ika, Leman, the Amar Yishalo, and is it possible that Rav would say no? Here's Rabbi's question. Tzipora took a stone. We see that no one had a chashash. What's it? No, it doesn't matter. She still did it. And no one had a chashash that it wasn't a good milah. So the Gemara, look at this. This is an unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says, no, she didn't do it. Kari Bay, don't read it Vatikach Tzipora Tzor, but read Vatakach. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Vatakach. Al yedei shaliach. She didn't have a shaliach. Maybe the
malach.
Right? So the Gemara said, wait a second. V'haketi, the pasuk says, v'tichot, and she cut. She said, no. Kari bei, v'tachret. What's it? V'tachret. Look at Rashi there. Rashi says, well, v'tachret. Amra la'acher, v'karet. She says, you, da'amra le'in she'achrina v'avad. She didn't actually do it according to this Gemara. She changed the whole pshat, right? Our whole lives, we thought that Tzipora took a stone and cut it. Suddenly the Gemara says, that wasn't Tzipora. Right? Ve'ibayt Eima. Right? Now the Gemara says, we owe you my another answer. Atye ihi ve'itchila. She started doing it. Ve'ata Moshe ve'agmara. And Moshe finished off the job. So every liberty we could live with enough kamina of being the woman. Okay, new Mishnah. Maybe. Look at this. Halacha here. What's that?
Perform a circumcision if no males are available to do so, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan.
Is there
is an opinion that a woman may not circumcise others if it is appropriate to speak out a man to perform this mitzvah?
Okay, but bottom line is that a woman can do it. Okay. All right, Mishnah. Mitrapin, right? Look at this. Now we count. Mitrapin mehen ripui mamon, avalo ripui nefashot. Okay, here we come to medical now. We said the goyim can do ripui mamon, monetary mamon, ripui. We'll see what that means in a second. Rashi says here, mitrapin mehen, mekabli men refua, mamon v'nefashot begemar mefarish. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara what it means. Okay? Mamon, but not nefashot, not for your soul. Ve'ein mistaprin b'hen b'chol makom. You can't have a haircut at a goyish barber. Anybody who lives in Chutzlar has got a problem with this one, right? You can't have a haircut, right? Look at Rashi. Afilu b'shvilei rishna rabim. Even if you're sitting out there on the public spaces, shovrin sham tadir. Even people are walking past all the time. Shemi yachtoch tzavaro b'tar. In case he takes that blade and he slits your throat. Okay, this is Divrei Rabbi Meir. I've already seen a few mishnas like this, where Rabbi Meir is more machmir. The Chachamim omrim, Mishnah Rabbi Mutar. Mishnah Rabbi Mutar, if you're in a public place, it's Mutar, right? Why? Avalo beino leveino. For obvious reasons, because therefore this, you're not going to do it, but privately, you shouldn't go to a guy's house, and they give him a goy. Okay, just, what's halacha, by the way?
It doesn't apply anymore.
One may have a haircut by a Gentile when others are in the vicinity, because there is no concern that the Gentile barber might attempt to kill him if he cuts his hair in pro.
Okay, so Ari is telling us it doesn't apply anymore, this halacha.
I asked years ago because I had a Greek barber.
Yeah, that's why you don't use the blades anyway, so all they're using is a comb and a pair of scissors.
No, they do use blades.
If you tell them not to.
Michael said we learned at the beginning none of these halachos really apply today. Okay, I don't know. And this current. So now my ripui. But it was a my ripui mammon and my ripui. What's the difference here between ripui mammon of medication for money and my ripui nefashah? Right, so it seems that your money you can fix it at a doctor, right? If you got a, if your money's broken, you take your money to the doctor, you take your car to the doctor, right? But you can't take your assets, but not your soul. So there was like this. Now, ilay ripui mammon beschar. If what we mean is ripui mammon, meaning that you can pay. But ripui nefashot bechinam, means when you're paying a doctor is one thing, but free is not. Maybe mammon and nefashot is free and with payment, right? Doesn't make sense. Litni mitrapin mein beschar velo bechinam. The Mishnah should have said you can get treated by them for fees, but not for free. So call me that. What does it mean? Elo ripui mammon. What does it mean? Mammon davar she'ein bo sakana. Okay, if you haven't got, if there's no sakana, right, then you shouldn't be. You go for splinting a kotzba tachat, right? Not a sakana, right? Right? So it says, davar she'en bo sakana. Aval ripui nefashot, davar she'yesh bo sakana. But if it's something which is a sakana, so then it would be maybe okay. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Come on, wait a second. V'amar v'yuda afilu rivda de kusilte lo metasinan minayu. Even Rivda, right? Look at the Kutta Rashi. Rivda, yeah, he says, is it the Kutta Rashi, which explains better than the Rashi on Amud. This is a Rashi from Ketubot. He says, yeah, a Rivda, Nikvei Kli Ha'uman, right, from bloodletting. So the Rivda is the hole. So you've got the little hole in your body that took out where the guy took out some blood, right? Rivda Nikura Kusilta, and the Kusilta is the actual tool that he uses. Okay, like the injection or whatever, right? So afilu rivda de kusilta, even from the little hole that the bloodletting instrument made in you, you shouldn't go to a goy and let him fix it up for you. If maybe it's too much bleeding or whatever, that even. So can't be when there's no safek or is safek. Could we see that it makes a difference? What? Under any circumstances, the least thing you can't go to a goy for. So how can it be? Ele ripui mammon. What does ripui mammon mean? Behem to, taka your animal. You can go to a vet. Right, ripui nefashot gufei.
Right,
so you can go to a vet. You can take your dog to a goyisha vet, but you yourself can't go to a goyisha doctor. So the Mishnah seems to say, look, ripui nefashot gufo. But if you ain't sakana, but if there's no sakana, you can't go to. According to this Mishnah, you can't go. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I feel Rabbi Yehuda kusil to lo mizem nayim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant. He said you can't even go to fix up a little hole of bloodletting. I'm Rabbi Chista. I'm Rabbi Ukva. Aval ima marlo. But if a doctor says to you, some ploni yafilo, some ploni yafilo, ralo muta, but you can get advice. Okay, you can say, this medicine you can use, this medicine you couldn't use. Right? That would be okay. Right, why? What's the svara? Right, so Mati thinks it's pashut, the Gemara thinks there's a svara to it. Savar, shayule mashilo. Because he knows that you're coming to consult him. Just like you're asking him, you're also going to get a second opinion. Yeah. So he's got his professional, what's the word? Credibility, reputation to protect, right? So he's not going to give you bad advice because he's going to know you're going to double check with somebody else. So he wants to make sure that you always, right? Okay? Therefore, basically, you make love. Okay, I'm Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Yochanan. Safek chai, safek mate. Ein mitrapin mehen, right? There's a machlo. As far over here, it seems I'm a rabba, right? The Gemara, the Surah Shas changes rabba to I'm a rabba, Rabbi Yochanan. I'm a Rav Chizda, Rabbi Yochanan, because they rabba and Rav Chizda were of the same generation, right? A safek chai, safek ein mitrapin. Look at Rashi here. What does it mean? Safek chai, safek mate. Choli shim lo yirapenu rofe, safek yichye, safek yamut. If he doesn't get medical help quickly, there's a good chance he might die. He might live, but he might die. Ain't mitrapin men. You can't go to a goy for this sort of help. Why? The over kochavim vadai katilei. Here, there's a chance he might live. You go to the goy, he's never going to kill you. Umutav sheyaniach ulayichye. And therefore, don't go to him. Maybe take the chance that you might live. Okay, a bit of a gamble over here, right? In other words, saying, look, if I don't go to him, I might live. I go to him, I'm never going to die. Right? So they would not go to him.
Vadai mate,
and
malafid.
No, right. Vadai mate mitrapin mehen. Right. And if he's definitely going to die, then he might as well go to him, right? Vadai mate mitrapin mehen. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Even if you say vadai mate, haike chaye sha'a, but even vadai mate, he's still going to live for a little bit. If you go to the goy, he's only going to live there for that little bit, because he's going to kill him straight away. Right? So the Gemara said, "L'chayei sha'al lo chay shinan." For this little bit of, for this little bit, we don't worry. We're not worried about that. In other words, gutting him because you're definitely going to die. So if he kills you, you didn't lose. But there's a chance he might save you, so that you might live. Okay. So Gemara says, "Uminatim de l'chayei sha'al lo chay shinan." Where do we know this from? If we don't even take into account this 1 hour. He might live for an extra hour, and you could kill him. We don't worry about this hour. We prepare to gamble it away. How do we know that? Says Dichtiv, we got a pasuk, and the pasuk here comes from Malachim. So he says over here, it's exactly, it's a story. Rashi brings the story over here. There's a story. Look at the pasuk. Look at the pasuk. We see the Rashi. So the story over here, Rashi brings a story, right? It's talking about the four Metzora'im, right? So basically, the whole story over here, where there was a siege on the town, and the town had no food, and these Metzora'im were outside the town, they aren't allowed to go into the town, and they go now, I think it was the Plishtim, who was it? Who was it? Was it? Well, I don't know. Who it was any? So anyhow, bottom line is that they take the decision that they're going to go into the army's camp anyhow, because what the hell are they? They're almost dead. They might find food. As a result, they see that the whole army had run away, and they saved the town, and there was a little food, and they saved the whole city, etc. V'atale chuv nafla el machane Aram. Yeah, Aram. Machane of Aram. Right. Im yichyunu v'nichyer im yamtenu v'matnu. So if we live, we die, we're never going to die.
Yeah.
Right, so they take a gamble. So the Gemara says, so where do we know it from? So we see that. That they're prepared to take the chance, that we don't worry about Chayesha. Okay. And so the Gemara brings a kasha. Right? So the other Gemara brings a brightness like this. Lo yisav yiten adam im aminim. Right? Ve'ein mitrapin mehen. Afil l'chaye sha'a. So now it appears over here that with the minim, right, you can't deal with them or do masal matan and go to them even for one chaye sha'a. But for others, you might be able to. So we don't just lo chashin le chesha. And the Gemara is the writer of the story. Masav ben dame ben achoto Shabbi Shmael. So Shabbi Shmael's nephew. Shehi kishon nachash. Right? He got bitten by a snake. Uva Yaakov ish kfar sachnia. Look at the Hanan Hill down the bottom here. Yeah, we've had him before, right? We had him a few daf ago.
Oh, yeah.
But look at Rabbeinu Chananel, says here, "Uparkin al haratanya ein mitrapin mehen afil lechay sha'a minaminin kagon Yaakov ish kvar sachni shaya min." Rabbeinu Chananel says he was a min. Hey?
He says
here, that was Sachnia, Yaakov Asachnia. We said the Talmud of, that was where they had the century. Why was that? Yudalit. Who was it? Yudzayin. Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Yaakov Ishkvar Sachnia Shmo. Amali Ketub B'tuchem Rad. And you had the Talmud of Yeshua and Nashin. Right. Amin. Aduk. Right. So he's very involved in Avodah Zarah. Right. So now. So we said over here, Shkoch, is your Gemara got Yaakov Isachni Talmid Shal Yeshu in your Gemara here?
Okay.
So if he wasn't, would that mean that the Amoraim were originally saying that Christianity is Avodah Zarah?
Yes, clearly. With that, Minya is a euphemism for Christianity in our Gemara now, if Yaakov Isachni is him. Actually, it's good. I should check it out. Where's Shkoch? I remember we had him. I don't remember who it was. Okay, very good. So he's a Christian, right? So he came to Rabbi Shmuel and Amalei, and he said to Rabbi Shmuel, "Ish Yaakov Ish Ksachnia." Says to Rabbi Shmuel Achi, right? He says, Rabbi Shmuel, my brother, Henach lo ve'arpe mimenu, v'ani avi mikra min haTorah shumutar. He says, let me do it. I'll bring you a pasuk. That it's more time for me to do refuah for this guy, and I can clean him up. Veloi speak ligmor et davar ad sheastan ishpato meit. And right? See, veloi nicho Rabbi Ishmael, right? So he can, Rabbi Ishmael wouldn't let him do it, and in the end he died.
But, I mean, when we're saying that we were worried that he might kill him, Now we're saying he's not going to kill him. He wants to.
Firstly, we brought this question over here of saying how aren't we? But we are chayish lechayesha'a, because here why weren't we? Because it was a min. But in normal circumstances, we would be choshesh chayesha'a. Let's not forget why we brought the kasha in the first place. But your question in the, is it a question within the question? You're saying that he would that he well, what sort is
he wanted to heal him.
He wanted to heal him, right? So right. So you said, but look, so your question is why did Rabbi Yochanan want to let him heal him?
Yeah,
Rabbi Shmuel. But we're going to see that in a second, right? Rabbi Shmuel was more concerned about him actually being healed by the men than not being healed by the men. We'll see that in a second. But remember the question, though, right? The question was lechayei sha'a. You with me? All right. So now, Kara lav Rabbi Shmuel. So this on this guy's dying, Rabbi Shmuel quoted a pasuk and he said, or he read a bad another pasuk. He said like this. He said, Ashrecha ben Dama, happy are you ben Dama, sheguvcha tahor, that your body is tahor, v'yatzta nishmatcha betahara, and your soul left your body betahara. Right. Look at before we get to the last. Look at Rashi quickly. You see that your body, your soul left your body b'mutar, in a mutar way. You never transgressed what your chachamim, your friend said. Had you been healed by Rabbi Yaakov ben Sachnia. Ishkvar Sachnia, Shayu Omrim is a pasuk here from Kohelet, Uporetz Geder, those who are Poretz Geder, meaning that you bash down the barriers of Halocha, God Yeshachenu Nachash, a snake will bite you. Now you're not even bitten by a snake. And Rabbi Ishmael said, rather die than let them say on you, Poretz Geder Yeshachenu Nachash.
Rabbi Shachar Nachash, Rabbi Shachar, שהיה גם השמה שלו, היה איש מאוד עשיר, והיה לו מכונית אמריקאית כזאת ארוכה. היה משהו מאוד
מיוחד. קדליק או אולדסמוביל.
כל הזמן היה ראש מהמכונית הזאת, פורץ גדר של נחש. החסידים, כל דבר שהוא היה אומר,
Yeah. Okay. So now the obvious kasha here is what is going on over here, right? He was bitten by a snake. So look at what it says. And we remember we brought this whole question up here to say about the chayei sha'a we are choshesh. At the end of the question mark is yeah. So the Gemara says no. Sha'ani minut. We're more concerned with minut. We what's the issue of minut? The mashcha. Mishu they have got charisma. They've got appeal, right? The ati le mimshach batrayhu, right? Because you would be followed after them. So therefore minut. Okay, a min. We don't do nothing again about a min, right? So now Amar Mar, now the Gemara brings out, now we analyze the actual story itself. So first we finish the story of the Chayei Sha'a. The Gemara says, right, the Chayei Sha'a lo chashinan. What do you mean the Chayei Sha'a lo chashinan? Dichtiv, ima anu nevo ha'ir, v'ha'ik Chayei Sha'a, el elav Chayei Sha'a lo chashinan, meitivay, and we brought this meitivay. The Gemara now goes into the story itself. It says like this. Amar Mar, lo avar tal direi chavircha, shayomrim upres gerish hain nachash. So now the Gemara's obvious question, which we're all asking ourselves, right, the guy's really bitten by a snake. He says, Iunami Chiviatarke. But he himself, he went to buy a snake. Right? So he says, no. Right? Look at Rashi, Chiviatarke. Look at Rashi there. Iunami Chiviatarke. Vahaya Yachol Yitrapot. Vulinatzel. Vulichyot. But he could have been bitten and there was a way out. He could have been saved. Vulichaviat Rabbanan. Nami lo Nichush. And therefore, he doesn't have to worry about this issue of Rabbanan, this curse of Rabbanan. Pures Gedech HaShachash. Nami lo nechush, shilu neshcho, if he was bitten again by the snake of Chachamim, hayachol yitrapot v'nichon, he could be cured again. So what's the big deal? He would have been cured by the snake, and now you're saying, ah, poor it's getting, that should actually be cured again by a snake. So the Gemara says, no, chivye de rabbanan, de leitle asute klal. If you get bitten by the snake of Chachamim, the snake bites you for the poor it's getting, there's no cure to that. Right? Therefore, had he been cured by the Yaakov Isachnia, that would have been over on an issue of Rabbanan, of the Chachamim. He would have then been poor, he would have been bitten by another snake, and that snake would have been killed for. Therefore, there's no way to time now and cure him, and then he'd be killed by the next snake. Right? Look at Rashi here. חיבד רבן לייטלי יסוד הכלל, שאם נשחו נחש בשביל שעבר על דבר חכמים, if he had been over דבר חכמים, that's like that, לא תענה רפואי, would it help in the medicine? וימוד ודעד. אם היה מתרפא מנשיחה, said, now, what was Rabbi Shmuel worried about? Look here. אם היה מתרפא מנשיחה זו, if he got healed by the snake bite, סופו למות לידי נשחת חבריו, he would have been bitten by another snake called the Prince Gedir. שעובר על דבר חכמים חייב מיתה. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said, happy are you that your soul died betara. Rather die betara than die by a snake for being over on the Chachamim. That's Nikra Tahara. Mm-hmm. I think we didn't want this guy to fix him, because we're like, okay, it's just a temporary measure here. He's going to be put his getting, he's going to die, and he has this, rather he dies betara. Now, okay, now it goes like this. Umay habel ele meymar. So what should he have said? Look at Rashi, habel ele meymar. Ledama. Lemaymar my mikra ayarot zilavi. Now he said, yeah, that Yaakov ishachnia, he wanted to bring a pasuk. Remember, he said to him, Achi, henach lo ve'apemenu v'ani avi mikra min haTorah. I'll bring a pasuk.
Ben Dama said that.
Ben Dama, right? No. When ishachnia isht.
Yaakov ishachnia.
Yaakov. So what did Rashi say? The Dama. My ben el Dama lemaymar. Le Dama. No. Where was Dama here? Who helped me? Where was Dama?
Rabbi
Shmuel Achi, Vani Avi Mikra Minu, Inachlo, Rabbi Menu. But it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel said it. It was. It was. He's Dama. No. Let Dama. Sorry.
Ben Dama.
No. And what? No. My Havia lay le Dama le Meimar. But it wasn't Dama was going to make a pasuk. It was Yaakov Ishachni was going to make a pasuk.
Ben Dama Amar. Chatur Ve'amar Le'Ben Dama is Rabbi Ishmael Achi.
Rabbi
Ishmael Achi. Who says Ve'amar Le'i Rabbi Ishmael Achi? Ben Dama.
Yeah.
Sorry. Of course, I apologize. Ben Dama said to Rabbi Ishmael, leave him, let him cure me, and I'll bring a pasuk to show that he's mutar. Sorry. I've been written here. Ve'amar Le'i Ben Dama. Oh, sorry. Okay. Right? So he says, yeah. What was the pasuk that he would have brought him? Right? So he says... that's my place now. V'chai b'hem, v'lo shi'amud b'hem. The pasuk v'chai b'hem. What's that? Pukuach nefesh. So Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel svar? So why didn't he allow him to do this? Hani mili b'tzina. That's only applies privately. Where was the b'farhesia here? Who says that they were standing outside in the pub? How should Rashi? Rashi answers the question. B'farhesia shkil Rashim. Why? She yotzei lachutz. It will get out. People will know, how was he cured? By Yaakov Ish Sachnia. Velemidin yemen lechalel b'kdushat Hashem. Right? And therefore, bepezelo, the Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, minayin shemimrim lo l'adam avod avar kochavim v'al tareg shi avod v'al yareg. Tamudu b'chavim. If God says to you, do avod azor and don't die, you don't do it. Right? B'chavim shlo yamud b'hem. Ah, yachol b'farhesiek, that could even in public. Right? Is that even good in public? Tamud umar lo tachal et shem kodshi. As long as you don't mechalel et shem kodshi. If you're in public, mechalel et shem kodshi. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Amar bar Rachel, Amar b'Yochanan. Now we go back to the Mishnah now, and we said all the different makot, right? So we had here, mitrapin men ripui mamon, aval no av nefashot. So Amar b'Yochanan, kol maka shemechalin aleh et ha-shabbat. Any makah, any time that you will be mechalel Shabbos, that's a safek pikuach nefesh, or not a pikuach nefesh, safek nefashot, ain mitrapin mehin. Then you can't go to a goy. Ve'ikad amri, amar Rabbi Baruchan, amar Yochanan, ko makah shel chalal ain mitrapin mehin. Rashi says, b'chalal gufo, right? Internal, right? The chalal of gufo, on the inside, an internal, ain mitrapin mehin. Okay, we'll see tomorrow the rest of the story. Thank you.